All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we're still celebrating the 23rd memorial anniversary of the musical icon, the legend Fela Anikulapokuti. And I tell you, it's been an awesome day. And right now, we're in the segment where we've democratized this program. People are calling in from everywhere, all the way from London, Mosque, BC Ogwode. How you doing, my brother?
I'm all right. How are you, sir?
Yeah,
you
okay? I'm fine. I'm enjoying the bedu this night, man. I just did another grill. Now, only say I know if you smell that thing around me, but imagine.
That's sad.
So, how you doing, my brother?
I'm all right.
Oh, yeah. I know you're a shiner, so talk to me. Your fondest memories of Fela and the Africa Shine.
All right, cool. I've heard a lot of what other people have said. A friend of mine, Bimbo, I think you spoke with him earlier, Bimbo
yes.
Liar.
Yes.
What I just want to say is, to me, Fela, I don't know, my own vision of Fela is quite different. I just think he's an icon, because I don't think he's dead. Well, I don't actually consider him dead like that, so that's why I'm talking about him in the present.
Yeah,
he's an icon, he's always been an icon to me, and fortunately for people like us that grew up in the early 80s, late 80s, we actually got to see history in the making with most of his songs coming out. Most of us hearing his songs before they actually came out. So, but essentially the thing is, he's not an ideologue, as they say. He's not someone that, he's not like these are my ideals per se. He just, what I think he wants is just for people to live nice in Nigeria, in particular, and in Africa in general. Do you understand? Because at the end of the day, look at it, this is 60 years of Nigeria, and we still don't have that much to show for it. And he always talks about this Sojago Sojakom thing.
Yes.
We've had Obasanjo, we've had Buhari's there now. Who only God knows who's going to be next. Maybe another general. And these people weren't really trained to lead nations. Do you understand? They're trained to protect nations, not lead them. So the economic policies or whatever, the corruption going on, it's always been caused by them, if you understand my drift.
I do.
You know, we actually spoke about it long time before anybody actually knew about things like this. I'm talking about back in the 70s when they went to raid his house and things like that, you know. And but essentially what it is because to some he might be like a prophet. He's talking about water, light and things as far back as the early 80s.
Yes, sir.
And up till now, we still don't have these things in place. They're the basic amenities of life. You should have water. Everybody should have water and everybody should have light. But we don't have them. You know, and then outside that, the man now Faji man too now, because obviously he didn't sing about just politics or his songs didn't have not all his songs have political implications. You know, there was like Nakboi and Jem Koku and Jem Wikemi and things like that. You understand this lady and you know. So at the end of the day he wasn't just an ideologue. He was someone that just, how should I, a social critic sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Someone that just commented on what was happening. And then there was that 5G part of it as well. So, and we couldn't take it from him.
Yeah.
But to me, he's one of the greatest artists to come out of Africa.
Yeah.
Or to come, in fact, one of the greatest artists in the world, self.
Because
I put him on the same pedestal as Bob Marley. They're like that.
Definitely.
They had their 5G and they had their social criticism as well. You understand?
But Fela himself was creating both the avenue for 5G for us. He was creating the platform for 5G.
Yeah, so serious one. All of us. Serious 5G now.
Look, I tell you, go ahead.
We knew that, because when I was in Unilag, we knew that Fela will leave Kuboye's place, Jazz 38,
yes,
and then come down to the shrine on a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to some who were like affluent, no, I wasn't one of them, but to some who were affluent, they would go and pose at Jazz 38 and listen to a different kind of fella. You know, fella playing he was just the jazzist there. He was jazz session man there. You understand? And then they come with him to Shine, and they'll listen to a different kind of fella entirely as well.
Yeah.
And that opened my eyes to the fact that, in fact, he wasn't just an Afrobeat person. He was a musician.
Yeah, he was.
It would be wrong to like put him in that hole where you say he was an Afrobeat. Yeah, he created Afrobeat, but he wasn't an Afrobeat musician. He was a complete musician. Do you understand? So that's why I love his music. Most times when I listen to his music, I went back in the day when my father used to buy his records. We used to listen to the flip side, you know, the instrumental side.
Yes.
Yeah. And you could, you just hear what he was playing. You hear the arrangement of his music, and it was unbelievable.
Very unbelievable.
And a great contributor to that was Babani, the leader of his band at the time.
We spoke to him. We spoke to him some minutes ago.
Yeah. There's another guy here in Dele. Dele
Chosimi. Yeah, I know him very well. He was on the keyboard.
Yeah. He was one of them. He was one of them too. That, you know. Anyway, his band was like, because of the fact that you went to Shrine and things, you actually got to meet even his band members. So there's a time when you actually felt like you're a member of a family.
That's true.
You know? Because Fela didn't discriminate. There were boys like the Mirikefe that came. There were different kinds of people who came to the Shrine.
It was a mecca, you know? A melting pot. You know,
there's a time I remember that Shaba came to the Shrine and he fell asleep in front of Fela's.
Yes,
because the injuries that they gave him was too powerful.
From the different Jamaican source, man.
it was some serious Elijah Obi Aruku that they gave him, and he was seriously strong.
I know. Oh, my God, you're reminding me of so many things.
Fela's speaker.
Umuno Loni.
Fela was like, Fela's going to see this Jabo boy. You know?
No, he used to be fun in those days. It was great fun.
It was. And the fact he himself was like, he was a basket of fun, a bundle of energy and fun. So, anybody that went there would enjoy themselves. And remember, there was a time we took a lady there, and she was like, if you don't think Fagbo ain't go, you just chill.
chill.
Let's go first.
So
she came with us, sat down. I think she didn't even sit down throughout. She was just watching everything.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, she was coming behind herself. Sometimes I would not go. We hear that she went there. almost. You will we carry go.
Yes, Nasu. Yeah, thank you very much, my brother. Okay, so
but I'm happy that I experienced history being made.
Because
all the audio, just like that, they were all things that we heard.
We all heard them in the
Shrine before release them. Now,
you're correct.
And he perfected them with us before he released them to. For everybody. And then the unfortunate thing is, I don't know if it's possible, but there's a library of songs that he didn't release, and I hope that one way or the other they can get to be released. It won't be the same because it won't be him singing them. Do you understand? But if they could just, at least, even if not the songs themselves, the arrangements of the music, if they could just release it to people that didn't know about these, because there are so many Akuna Kuna and things like that. There are loads of songs, movement
against second slavery. Chop and clean, say nothing happened.
Country of pain.
Yeah,
you know?
I asked Yeni earlier when I spoke. She was the first person we spoke to on the program at about 2:30.
Yeah,
and she promised that it would be done. There are constraints, Naira and cover issues, brands not one. I said, don't worry. We too now, we will be the Du Boys. We don't grow up or we didn't market. We'll work together with them to make sure some of those things.
Yes,
and that there are boys that will contribute. I can tell that there are guys that will contribute. We can say, okay, for Baba, I'll do this. And we can put something together to make sure those songs.
Creative,
because that is the song of our generation.
Album.
Yes.
This is my country. Album, when you bring it new.
Nobody supposed to harass me. Police and soldier never agree. Yeah, yeah. My country. You know what I'm talking about, my brother?
Yes. No.
Yeah. So, if that
project could be put in place where maybe the young kids could even come and guest sing on one or two of these songs, you understand? Yes. And just push it so that the new generation could actually experience what we experienced.
It's very important.
There are so many songs that they don't know about.
But we'll remove all the
parental control.
No. My brother, this program won't scatter now. You don't move me to another level. All right, my brother,
Lovely.
Thank you very much for speaking with us on today's show. I mean, always an interesting, you know, time with you every time. Okay, so one last question before you go. Me, I did for big corner. Which corner are you did for Shine? We did.
I did Jalisco. Although I wasn't really an indulger, but I did it because I them and people they did.
Okay, not true.
So I did always sit down with them and things. Because what the gimmick was, if you're going to drink outside.
Yes,
drink inside Shine is too cost. Yeah. So you drink outside. And most of the boys that when they go Jalisco do not drink. So me, I would on Matthew already. And those ones will just starting their own high.
If we enter this group now, we're not going to complete this program. Boys, don't they holler me, say, make I allow local content. Say, now only boys from Yankee and UK will they talk. I say, now them,
I beg.
No problem, my brother.
I beg. Allow everybody. Okay. It's been a lovely program as it is.
Thank you very much.
Now do well.
Thank you, my brother.
All right.
All right, enough respect. Yeah. No.